The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Hunt down terrorists who threaten our country wherever they are. That means I will not hesitate to take action against ISIL in Syria as well as Iraq.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Perhaps you were watching the president. Short speech, just under 15 minutes, talking about what else, as you just heard there, taking on ISIL or ISIS and doing what has to be done. But it's a question of, what are we going to do? What is it that has to be done? And this is all the blowback, the retaliation, whatever you want to call it, the final straw when two American journalists were beheaded. Let's never forget that, James Foley and Stephen Sotloff. So no safe haven, period. End of story. President saying that the strength and the resolve of the United States and help from the partners are going to make all the difference in the world. But the question is, did he sell his strategy? Was this short to the point speech well thought out and delivered the right way? Republicans, a lot of them came out swinging and saying, hey, kudos for doing this, but isn't this a little bit too late? And aren't we not doing enough? So he was criticized for finally responding and for being too silent for too long and too passive. Now it's all about, what are you going to do? What is the commitment? What is the commitment of U.S. resources? No ground troops. Relentless. An operation, the president says, more like Yemen and Somalia than Iraq or Afghanistan. He explains it's going to be a long war, but hasn't really given us some of the details. And how are we going to know when it's time to get out? Because we've been in these wars or these situations where there is no end game, and they've gone on and on and on and on and on and on. And that's why we're so war-weary in the first place. Because make no mistake about it, this is a war on terrorism. But this is a war that started 13 years ago today after 9/11, the horrific events that happened, taking down the Twin Towers in New York, the Pentagon, the plane that went down on the ground into Shanksville, Pennsylvania, all the lives that were lost, the shock, the horror, the 6 degrees of separation and more that touched so many people. It's been 13 years. And here we are, just wrapping up Afghanistan and now fighting a different terrorist organization, different from Al-Qaeda in the sense that they have more money, they're arming up, they're good at recruiting, not that Al-Qaeda wasn't, but they seem to be better now at this point in time. And this is a big challenge, and the challenge is to get the Arab world involved. To have success, the Arab world has to be involved. I mean, this is supposedly a relatively new group. The numbers aren't tremendous, but they're big enough that they have brutally intimidated lots of big armies and lots of people. So they've created and forged a bond strong enough and deep enough to concern the most powerful superpowers in the world. So here we are on the anniversary of 9/11, and we've got this multi-pronged plan to destroy ISIL, a different kind of terrorist group that is recruiting in numbers and destroying people that don't go along with their ideology in Iraq and in Syria. And they want to take it much, much further than that. So this is foreign policy 101, in a sense, with a twist because of fighting terrorists and how different that is. It seemed to be pretty calculated to me. The idea is, I think, to get the public behind or restore some of that confidence in the White House. And, I mean, who knows if it, from the political side of it, who knows what it does to any Democrats as far as the midterm elections are concerned and what it does for the president's numbers. I think it depends on the successes that we see in Iraq and in Syria and what these airstrikes do and what happens, because we're dealing with extremism way over the top. But it's Islamic extremism that started 13 years ago on 9/11. And how do you stop that? How do you win the war against these jihadists? So you go from Al-Qaeda to ISIL, and how do you stop it? How do you orchestrate a response big enough to end a murderous rampage? Because that's what this is. I mean, we seem to be... This is the thing. Everybody leans on America when it's convenient. And now this is absolutely critical that, one, this is not America's baby. It can't just be America. And, two, that we absolutely have the Arab world involved in this. I mean, we're going to use force. We're going to support the people that are on the ground that are fighting, that we're going to train. And that's the Syrian rebels. And that's scary because in that scenario, how do we know that the Syrian rebels that are picked don't turn around and they're plants by the Islamic State guys, where they'll turn around and give them the weapons and give them whatever else they've gotten as far as training is concerned, sort of as moles? So is it workable? Is it sensible? Can we defeat ISIS? We can if more people are involved. And this is something that we should have dealt with a long time ago, because I think this is going to take some time. Already the rumor is 36 months. Who knows how much money? $5 billion. More than that. It always ends up being more. And what about the possibility of civil war in Syria, which is still right there happening? It's already going on, the civil war. It's already happening. Stay with us. Coming up next, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. Did the president lay this out correctly? 855-266-5283. Plus, for a check of the mailbag. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. increases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight, talking about the president in a short speech to the nation, talking about defeating ISIS and moving in a different direction by involving the Arab world, saying they got to step up to the plate, and also others that this is not our war and it's something that we're participating in. But it's not boots on the ground. It's none of that. If you think we're still in Afghanistan and getting ready to get out of Afghanistan and look what's happening in the shifting sands of the Middle East, I call it the quicksand, and it, you know, it really, really is. So if you want to throw in, you certainly can here. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I got this quick note from Joe, who said, Kate, just in case you don't get to the mailbag, I hope that you pull my email out. I'll get right to it. 9/11, 13 years ago, I lost a good friend in one of the towers. Such hatred, such destruction. I pray for peace, I'm telling you. Whether it's naive or not, deep in my soul, I hope that people can treat people like human beings. And why do we have to have such anger and hate? Yes, spewing the anger and the hate is what, of course, lights the fire under the basis of these terrorist organizations. That's what they're thriving on. People who are also disenfranchised and don't have a lot. Pete in Texas. Hello, Pete.
Good evening.
Hello.
I
was talking to the screener and told him that the way we exterminate cockroaches is we spray the entire field and get rid of the problem and into the nest. And the nest is the Middle East, of course. So, yeah, I guess we're going to have to mob them all, and that give them a good reason to be mad at us then, you know.
Yeah, I think there's already, here's what the problem is. There's already separate deals, as you know. So much of what it's about, it's like with some of the Saudis, they're supplying a lot of this because it's a money thing. It's an oil thing. There's other things behind this than what meets the eye, which is so crazy. You know, that's the other part. Well, who benefits from it? You know, that's what you it's still that old saying of tracing the money.
Well, if you get rid of the nest, then these little terrorists that come over here, they don't have anywhere to go back to. So why in the hell would they blow us up over here in our homeland? Sure hope we don't time those 11 airplanes out of Libya tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen, Pete. Boy, I absolutely hope that doesn't happen. Hey, thanks for the call. And here's the thing, too. In the sense, if we could exterminate the jihadists, if we could do that, and that's exactly what they're saying. All right, how are we doing this with the training? You have targeted strikes. You have the Syrian rebels on the ground. That's how you work the situation. So, in other words, you're extracting, you're surgically extracting, but so easier said than done because the people are the ones that'll be in the middle of this, like in those villages in Iraq, which has already happened. All right, let's see, Grim de la Grim. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Kate. That was the one that called in on the Chicago thing, but I've got something more to say just in that. My biggest fear with this whole Middle East thing is, and there's a solution to it too now, that I only see the only way out right now, is that we got Iran and they're really Prime Minister begging the United States to do something about their nuclear fuel. And ISIS is being supplied arms by Russia, and it wouldn't take too much for Russia to supply them with 3 mid-range missiles and Iran load them up with plutonium. And we legally wouldn't go and destroy Iran because we don't know the isotope registered number of the uranium. And they could literally get enough inside Israel because we've been depleting their protective dome that they could possibly strike Tel Aviv and Jerusalem with a nuclear warhead sometime between now and the 12th. Now, the solution would be for Israel to go ahead and do what we won't do, and that's to go ahead and nuke the areas that Iran is making this uranium, because they went deep underground in bunkers, and mm-hmm. the only way to keep from ever manufacturing any more nuclear fuel is to irradiate the area they're doing it in.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I agree with that. Pull out the nuke areas, absolutely. And you know this, Iran is the major player. This is the problem, that if you look at the Middle East, this is where a lot of this nefarious stuff is heading to and from. And that's why Russia, which is a great observation, you're absolutely right, which is why Russia is sneakily helping in that direction, because it's to their advantage. Certainly we saw what happened with Syria and Russia's involvement there with Assad.
And Israeli, all they had to say is, well, we did it. Now you going to live up to your word, United States?
Yeah, can you imagine? Oh, Benjamin Netanyahu would love that if he could do that, because he's tired of it. He's tired of what's happening, which is why he's not so enthralled by our president and the meetings that they're having or have had. Excellent call. You're absolutely right. you know, this is where some of the major play is, and it's in Iran. And we've got half of the people that want to head off something nuclear there, and half of the people that think that that's the wrong thing to do. I've said this before. You know, I really liked some of what Congressman Ron Paul had to say. I mean, when it came to the economy, when it came to a lot of things, he really was spot on. But he wasn't for doing anything with Iran, leaving Iran alone, letting them do what they want to do. If they want to have a nuclear warhead, who cares? He didn't quite say who cares, but he said it was their prerogative to do so. And I didn't agree with that. I think that Iran is incredibly dangerous, and they're biding their time. They're biding their time in Iran. We've already seen it with the switch in figureheads there, and Rouhani now being the guy who replaced. I have to think of his name for a second. I can't think of his name, but I will come up with it, because he was on my list of evildoers forever and a day. And he came to the United States and spoke on 9/11, and it was so shocking when he did. Ahmadinejad, and now Rouhani in his place, who is just as nefarious. So look out. I think they certainly have other things up their sleeves as to what could happen as from Iran's point of view. And this is why Israel is so incensed, and absolutely with a keen eye, they're keeping all of their assets ready to go if they have to in the direction of Iran. I mean, for goodness sake, Ahmadinejad, the ex-president, was the guy who said that there was never any Holocaust. That was all just made-up nonsense, and would constantly throw things like that out. Obviously, anti-Israel rhetoric, and that made things just even that much more worse. But specifically on the nukes, absolutely, he's 100% right. Obviously, we don't have time for a big full-on mailbag, but here's a couple of quick hits. One from Jake in Austin, who says, right on, President Obama. I thought he did a pretty good job. He wasn't going to tell us, for goodness sake, everything that he intended to try to do. So it made sense to me that he would come out and say that we need our Arab friends to be involved in this, and we need others to be part of the coalition. I think people need to get off of his back. And then there was the opposite side of this. Bill in Illinois says, once again, the president, empty rhetoric and nothing specific. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Coming up on America Tonight, a conversation with Steve Kelly, Free Money Guy. We have him on the show to hopefully help a lot of us. I'll throw myself into there as you try to figure out, how can I stretch this money and is there such a thing as retirement? Now, there's a good question. Can you really afford to retire? I think the good days were like the 70s. When people were still had maybe another decade left of work, maybe a little bit more than that, and then they could retire. Those were the good old days because you could still afford things. They weren't outrageous. Even if people complained, it's nothing like some of what's happening today. So the more you know, the better chance you have of doing a little bit better when you're juggling things. Steve Kelly coming up in our next segment. Right now, though, time for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
That means Nathan Reeder gets to participate. Hello.
Hey, bingo, you nailed it.
Bingo. Okay, so here's our first one. You ready for this? I have a feeling it's going to be really easy.
Okay.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Nathan, announced Wednesday they're going to donate $50 million to help fight the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. 2,200 people have died in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, where the outbreak mostly has been concentrated. There's some other cases in some other areas, but that's the main area.
That is their job. Take their money. Bingo.
Yeah, bingo. They have a ton of money, and I'll give, I mean, how much, when you have as much money as Bill Gates has, he should do that, and good for him that they are doing that, because there are people that get to the highest highs where they, you know, money is no object, and they don't really do things like that, so good for them. I say bingo. This one is a crazy one. As I've gone to Hawaii, luckily for me, I feel fortunate to have gone there. I love Hawaii. And I've actually been over Kilauea, and it is exploding. And it's a cool thing to see from a helicopter, and it's just a little trickle of lava. But businesses in a small Hawaiian town are facing what they're calling slow-motion disaster. The lava from Kilauea's volcano is oozing toward roads connecting them to the rest of the big island. And they're saying that the lava could hit buildings, while smoke from fires sparked by the lava could also damage all kinds of things, merchandise, etc. If it crosses the highway leading into town, it could cut the town off. It's a historic, quaint little village, and it's becoming a ghost town because of the isolation, and Kilauea has been erupting continuously since 1983. Scientists issued a warning last week, Nathan, when a lava flow that had been advancing through cracks in the earth for the past few months moved to within a mile of a rural subdivision. So, wow. Fruits and nuts, bingo, shred it. What do you do?
Yeah, that one's hard. I think it's fruits and nuts that thing has just been slowly trickling since 83. But I think it's shred it, because if you live in a place where you're next to things that could kill you, like living on the ocean, then, you know. So that's, it sucks, but oops.
No, that's okay. I think that I agree with you. It's, yeah, I love Hawaii, and I've been there. It's an island, and you're right. The people are living there. But what can you do? What's the county going to do? They can't stop lava. What instrument? It's like crazy. The heat from lava is insane. What can they do to stop the lava flow? Nothing.
Call Captain Planet.
Something, because you can't. I mean, they don't have anything that it won't destroy, because the Fahrenheit of it is like off the charts. So there's really nothing. All right, this annoys me, and I have a feeling we're probably gonna be on the same page with this one, as far as fruits and nuts and bingo and all that kind of stuff. They say it's time to change your passwords again. A database containing about 5 million Gmail user accounts and passwords was leaked on Bitcom Security, which is a popular website, right? And it was published on Tuesday night. The leaker claimed that the majority of the accounts belong to people who speak English, maybe a few Russian speakers or Spanish, but most of them were English. So the passwords not only give access to Gmail, but a whole bunch of other Google services like the Drive, mobile payment, Google Wallet, all that kind of stuff. What do you think?
This is the same old, you know. I really don't think there's, especially when you, Kate, and I, Nathan, probably don't know all of the new kind of kernels of programming that these youngsters can figure out in a snap. And those accessibilities are everywhere. More importantly, it seems like you do need to have a regular regimen of changing your passwords. And then you need to have a regular regimen of where you write those down outside of a computer that will blow up. Don't get locked out.
I think that's true. That's the problem. Because you forget them, you think you put it somewhere safe, and And then you're stuck, but you do. I think you do have to change passwords and never use the same passwords.
Well, never trust that, you know, keeping yourself the same forever is going to make it
safe. Always,
yeah, it's not going to make it safe.
It's not going to make it safe. All right, speaking of that, Americans feel less safe now than at any time since September 11th attacks. It's been 13 years since the September 11th attacks, and they've taken a few polls recently. And a new poll was released, an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, that found 47% of Americans say the country is less safe now than before the 2001 terrorist attacks on New York and Washington. Do you think that's true?
I think it seems to, I bet it's skewed by ISIS over the past couple months, and then, you know, because of the bolstering of, you say bad news and everybody talks about it. So
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's the beheading of the two journalists, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. That's what's making people fearful more than anything.
I mean, you know, if you consider how much pressure has been coming from most of opening up militarization and the regular protests and you know, misuse of local police agents across the country over the past 4 years, maybe I could see that as a regular increase in uncomfortability with our government. So I can see that as a
So is that a bingo?
Yeah, let's go with a bingo. It's certainly not fruits and nuts, and it's not something to not look at, so yep.
All right, I like it. How about this? U2 surprised the world on Tuesday. I don't know if you know this. They released Songs of Innocence, their first album in 5 years. It was a gift from Apple, and it was available for free immediately to anyone with iTunes. They made the announcement with Apple CEO Tim Cook at the press conference for the new iPhone 6, capping off that event with a performance of the album's first single, The Miracle of Joey Ramone. They got a standing ovation, so how about that?
I like it. Go ahead and make your music, and that's really sweet. Like back when Radiohead was doing that whole, what was that, In Rainbows? They put out an album where you could get it for free, or you could give them however much money you wanted. And, you know, those guys that make billions of dollars a year on music, who still does that? Who still does that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who still does
that?
Yeah,
people who have been playing it for forever. I mean, that's great. I'm all for that. I'm going for bingo. I mean, it's a little fruits and nuts. Like, my friend told me he doesn't even like them, and all of a sudden iTunes just put it on his iTunes for him. So that's kind of an interesting crossover. Like, it's like kind of slipping through algorithms, but other than that, yeah, sure. Get it out there.
Yeah, I say get it out there. And anyone who's famous, of course, is exactly what you said. For them, it's easier. It's just different because you have a huge name, and it's a different way of selling versus, like, we had the indie guy on versus doing the indie route and really building your name and fighting through in a different way. Of course, different kinds of music. How about this? Can you imagine paying $1 billion for a football team? The Buffalo Bills were sold for what is a record price. They were sold just a day ago. Terry and Kim Peluga, owners of the Buffalo Sabres, are now buying the Buffalo Bills, the football team. They paid $1.1 billion for that team.
You're speaking a different language again, Kate.
Well, it's an NFL team, and it's ranked 31 out of 32 teams in the league.
$1.45 billion, you said?
Yeah, $1.1 billion.
Okay. I guess that. I mean, that's crazy. All that buy-in sports teams is crazy to me. So I'm down with fruits and nuts. Yep. Nailed it.
Fruits and nuts. I agree with you. I wouldn't pay for the Buffalo Bills. I wouldn't pay $1.1 billion. I think they're going to have a hard time making back that investment money.
Dude, I'm going on the low end. $1.
$1, exactly. We're talking money next here in America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-642-64, promo code GCN. 877-642-64, promo code GCN.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
I've been saving myself for you, just you, no one but you. I've staked my heart in your name.
One of my favorite parts of the show, Free Money Guy Steve Kelly in our virtual green room. He is back from a trip to the desert. I'm sure he has some things to talk about there. And, Steve, I got to tell you, you got a fan letter here. I got this from Rusty, who says, Kate, I've been listening to you and Steve Kelly. I had a question. If you could slip it in, it would be terrific. I heard him talking about Roth and how much better it was than traditional IRA. Could you carry both? Does that make any sense? If you have one invested in traditional, should I open a Roth IRA? What do you say?
Well, again, and I have to preface all of these comments with the same disclaimer, and that is without knowing specifically his situation, it's very difficult to say whether or not a Roth IRA would be better than a traditional IRA. I tend to like them better for a couple of reasons. One is that with a traditional IRA, we are not only deferring the taxes, and that's why people do it. People put their money into a traditional IRA so that they can defer their taxes from today to a later date. And the notion has always been that, you know, you're in your peak earning years now, and later on you won't be, and so you'll be in a lower tax bracket, and therefore you'll be paying taxes at a lower rate. The problem with this is at least twofold, and maybe there's some other issues. The first thing is when you defer taxes like that, you're not only deferring your taxes, you're deferring your tax rate. Now, Kate, think of this for a second. If you needed to borrow money from me, let's say you needed to borrow $10,000, and I said, sure, Kate, I'll lend you the $10,000, and you came back to me and you said, but Steve, what's the interest rate going to be? And I said to you, Kate, don't worry about that. We'll figure that out when we settle up. And then you come back to me and you say, but Steve, when am I going to have to settle up with you? And I say, don't worry about that, Kate. We'll figure that out when we settle up. In other words, we'll defer all of the terms to later. You're signing up for a loan and you don't know any of the terms. And not only that, but I get to control all of the terms because I'm in the driver's seat.
Mm.
So that's what you're doing with an IRA. You're saying to Uncle Sam, okay, Uncle Sam, I'll defer my taxes until later. And not only will I defer my taxes until later, but I'll let you determine what that tax rate is going to be at that time. So it puts a lot of questions into the mix. And then there's some other things involved. All of the money that comes out of the IRA is going to be taxable. So here's the issue. What if in the future you are at a higher rate? And what if you've grown your money, say, over the last 20 or 30 years, and you've gotten to the point where you've got quite a large amount of money in your IRA? Now you're paying a higher tax rate on a greater amount of money. So sometimes we find it's better to say, okay, I'll bite the bullet now. I'll pay the taxes now so that later on when I have more money in the bank, I won't have to pay taxes on that. Now, the second piece of this is specific to retirees. And that has to do, and I apologize for the dog in the background. I don't know if you can hear that or not, but they're all out there having a good time. But the thing is, as you are retired, you have taxes you have to pay on your Social Security. And those taxes on the Social Security can be affected by the amount of other ordinary income tax you pay. So if you're taking money out of an IRA and paying taxes on it, that would raise or could raise the amount of taxes you have to pay on your Social Security. So from those two perspectives, if those things resonate with your listener, then it might be better to have a Roth IRA than a regular IRA, than a traditional IRA.
Right. Right. Great explanation. And I think that a lot of people who are weighing those options really have a clear idea of what they're getting into. Your example was brilliant about, you know, if I were to borrow money from you and then you look at it and absolutely you control the terms. You just came back from a great training, I say, in the desert in Arizona, and you were really excited about it because of some of the money management principles that you were looking at through a different lens, so to speak, and how to reduce fees and turnover costs and all that kind of stuff. The volatility thing that we've been talking about, the whole free money guy label, really. And I know that you were just through the roof with some of the things that you learned. We heard a little bit last week. What's the biggest takeaway for you from that you can pass on?
Well, again, this was a fairly in-depth training. I guess the issue for me is, do you really know what your money is supposed to be doing for you? Do you have a clear understanding of why you are invested the way you are, and is your money performing to the standards that you and your advisor expect? And do you have the tools, the necessary tools, to determine if that's the case, that you, that your money is doing what you expect it to do? And the thing that I like about our approach is that it's not really about the money. It's about the people involved. And so what we do on an ongoing basis is we provide a coaching platform where over a long haul, and I mean long haul, our base program is a 48-month program with people. So it's not about just pulling your money in and then saying goodbye to you. It's about bringing you on board and then providing you with a coaching platform where we have programs going on every month, month after month after month, for 48 months to provide you with the knowledge you need to determine if you're getting out of your investments what you think you should be getting out of your investments. And I don't know any other organization that's doing that anywhere. Most places take your money and then call you once a year if you get that. And we don't believe in doing that. We believe in making sure everybody understands why their money's invested the way it is, how it's invested, what our investing principles are, and then giving them tools, specific scientific tools that they can use to measure the performance and understand if they're getting from it what we say they should be getting from it. And I think it's a much, you know, people that are involved with this and plugged into this program really love it because they feel like they're really taking control of their circumstances.
Yeah, because it's the education. So they're getting educated along the way, right?
Well, that's the whole point, right?
Yeah.
Is to make sure that people, you know, one of the things that I've noticed about it over the last several years in doing this is the main thing retirees go through when they become retired is this sense of loss of control. You know, they're used to having a regular income and going to work every day and managing their affairs, and now suddenly all of that's over. And now they have a pile of money, perhaps, that they've put away, and Social Security, if they're lucky, a pension. But there's this huge universe of unknowns in front of them, and people feel out of control. So our process is one of re-engaging people and putting them back in control of their lives. And when people get that control back, you can see the relief wash over them. You really can. It's a transformational experience, and to me that's the greatest reward that we have.
Yeah, I would agree with you. The more control, because, you know, it's that loss of control that freaks people out in the first place. There's no doubt about it. All right, all very interesting. Free Money Guy, Steve Kelly. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Kate. It's a pleasure and an honor, and I'll look forward to speaking to you next week.
Excellent. We'll see you then.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.